There's a frustrating phenomenon that happens to some people who are very successful. For example, even after getting multiple degrees and receiving high-profile grants, one astrophysicist at Vanderbilt says she still often feels like she's not good enough, and that feeling can intensify the more successful she gets. She talked to WPLN's Emily Siner during the live taping of our Movers and Thinkers podcast about feeling like a fraud.
Kelly Holly Bockelman has known since she was little that she wanted to be an astrophysicist. She knew that even though she was the first in her family to go to college and didn't really understand the world of academia. She says, really, she's never doubted her path.
But shoot, I'm always doubting, even today, that, you know, you're good enough for that path. So there's this, I don't know, you guys have probably heard it. It's definitely, we talk about it in our field a lot, this idea of an imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome has been well documented as the feeling of being a phony, even though you're objectively successful.
Like pretty soon somebody's going to find out that you're not the smart person that you claim to be or whatever. And so I know that I want to be an astrophysicist, and I currently am an astrophysicist, but every so often I doubt that, like, I'm good enough to be an astrophysicist.
So how do you get through imposter syndrome?
A lot of my students have been asking that exact kind of question, and I really feel bad because, you know, every so often you'll feel a glimmer like you've gotten over it, but then you level up.
You get a promotion or start on a new project, something new and usually more challenging that highlights all of your self-doubt.
So for me now, imposter syndrome is just this stupid parrot or something sitting on my shoulder saying, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it, right when you're leveling up. So definitely that's something I try and teach my students, is that you can still do the science even while feeling like maybe you can't.
Because the less she beats herself up for feeling like an imposter, the more energy she has for the actual work. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
You can hear more of our interview with Kelly in the Nerd episode of Movers and Thinkers on your favorite podcasting app or at WPLN.org. You can also get tickets to the next live taping on May 11th as part of an event we're throwing called Podcast Party. Info is at WPLN.org.